Rule of a Shiloh. Our Mishnah says, Yekareya b'chamosoi, if you rip something on Shabbos because you get angry, our Mishnah says, Yepote. Because that's the klal, kol ha-makatlin is pturim. We had a Shiloh, the Bryce that says, Yechayiv. Ruminu, the kash was, Kareya b'chamosoi, ubeavol av yamaisi yechayiv. So Gemara came to give a teretz we had. Gemara wanted to say, Horeb Yehud, Horeb Shimon. Havada, when you rip the beged, it's called the melacha shen tzrich l'gufam. You don't really need the ripping of the beged. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yechayiv from Melacha Shem Tzrich L'Gufa. And according to Rabbi Shimon, Yepater. Because it's a Melacha that you don't need the actual ripping. Then the Gemara has the Kasha, but even according to Rabbi Yehuda, where it's Mekalkel, you always Potter. If Rabbi Yehuda says a Melacha Shem Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayiv L'Mashal, if you carry out the mace outside, there's no Kukul involved, you're doing a little ticking, you don't want him in the house, you're taking him outside. Even though you do not need the Gufa of the Melacha, Yechayiv. But here, when you rip your beggar, L'Chura, Yemekalkel, so it should be potter. So it's still shver. How could the Braisa say, if you rip a beggar because you get angry on Shabbos, Yechayiv? So the Gemara gave a teretz. Lo tzricha. Gemara is kasha. Yehoreb shimu diyom lach ha-shen tzricha l'gufa. Potter olay. For the Gemara aim with the shama that Rabbi Yehuda b'mesakin. When does Rabbi Yehuda say Yechayiv if you're mesakin it? Of a mekalkel mishamat lay. When you mekalkel, if you rip the beggar on Shabbos, why Yechayiv? The first teretz of this also called a tikkun. The COVID nachas ruach liyitzroy. You're like calming down your nerves. So you're doing a teva to your nerves. Although you got angry on Shabbos for some reason, either somebody was mace or stomach got angry. So if you rip a beggar, it's called your masakin, your goof. You're calming your nerves. That's the teretz. Like Rashi says, nachas ruach liyitzroy. Shemashachech es chamosa. You calm down your anger. That's called a tikkun. For the Gemara, that's not true. Well, Kai Gavne Mishori, is this mutter to do this? For Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, Mishum Chilfo Bar Agro, Sheoma Mishum Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, says over the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Hamekara Begodah Bechamosu, somebody rips his Begodah because they got angry. V'yam Shaber Caleb Bechamosu, or else when he's angry, he breaks Caleb. V'yam Afazim Oysa Bechamosu, he gets angry, just throws his money away. Is Yehei B'yanecha Ko'ivet Avoy Dezara? Such a person is like he's being levered by the Zara. Why? Shekachum nasa shel yetzora. This is the way the yetzora acts upon a person. Hayoyim mamaloya sekach. The thing is, he takes over you. He tells you, today, do a little bit, Meshuggah. Today, just throw money away. L'mocharoyim maloya sekach. Tomorrow, he's going to tell you, go do something, a bigger avera. Achoyim maloya avoid avoy the Zara. For heilach b'yoyvid. If you come to listen to yetzora, you should know eventually he'll get you to be levered avoy the Zara. This is beginning to be Eved Avodah Zara. What does that mean? You listen to Yetzara. So who's telling you to break the Begodim, to break the Kelim, or to rip your Begodim? It's Yetzara. So you're not supposed to listen to him. So Drashi Mishori Vatanya, Al Molav Mesakinu, this is not called Mesakin. Shemalamed Umargales Yitzroy Love Your Love. You're Malamed, you're teaching Yetzara, and you're being Margul, you're making him use to be coming to you. Yeah. What's the posik? Rav Avin Micro, where's the posik? The posik says, Lo yia b'cho el zor. Lo yistachav el yel necher. We dashin ezel el zor. What's called a fremda getchkam? Sheyesh b'gufa shalodim. It says, Lo yia b'cho. It shouldn't be in you. Mashm, in you, you have an el zor. Have a yoyim ez a yetzor. That's the yetzor of a person. If you come to listen to yetzor, eventually you'll be yoyim avoy dezorim. So you can't say it's a tikkun, the fact when you rip, you're calming down your nerves, because that's the bad thing to do. So the Gemara, lo tzuricha takovid lemirme imsa inche besa. We're talking about the person ripped it, not because he was really so angry, but he wanted the people in the house to listen to him. He wanted to get order in the house. He wanted the people to be afraid of him. That's why he ripped his beged. So ripping your beged is making a tikkun that the people will listen to you. Kiho de Rav Yehuda, sholef matzvaisa. Trash sholef matzvaisa means minha beged. Bechamos, he ripped off a part of his beged. L'haroysam shukoyis. To show the people, whoever was his maids or the people in the house, that he's angry at them. For Yigurim Alfanav, they should be afraid of him. So he's ripping the beged now to make a tikkun, they should listen to him. So I said, that's mutter to do. But if you do it on Shabbos, Yechayiv Misa, that's called a tikkun. Rav Acher by Yaakov Tovar Mani Tviri. Rav Acher broke a broken plate. Also, he was angry in his house. There wasn't order there. So he broke the plate to show the people he means business. So he didn't do it on Shabbos. In the middle of the week he did it. But you see, he's doing it to Mesakin, to make the people listen to him. So if you do it on Shabbos, you'll be chayiv. Rav Sheshis Romi lo li amtei moinini, Aresha. Rav Sheshis had a bad maid. When she did something bad, he threw some, like, juice on her head. Trashi menina tzir shal dogim. It's the juice that comes out of the fish. The dogim katanim. He threw it on ahead. He's to show her that he's angry at her. Be careful what you're doing. Rababa tova nichmeto. Nichdrashi kisli hakad. He broke the cover of the pitcher. Omer Hashesh ben Pazi, Omer Shur ben Levi, Mishum Bakaporo, Kol Hamorid to Mois Alodim Kosher. When an Odim Kosher is mace, and you cry, you let out a few tears, as the Kodesh Baruch Hu Soifron, he counts them, Omanichim Abbas Gnozer, he holds it and puts it in his base Gnozer, in a hidden place. Now it's a very Choshev thing. Shinem the Posik says, Noidi Sofarto, like I'm counting the tears. Ato Oto Simo Dimosi Benoitchum. Put your tears in the Noitchum in a pitcher. Haloi b'sifro secha. Like Kosh Baruch was counting it. So it's a choshev thing. Om Reb Yudu Amarav. Kol ha-mesatza b'espeidu shechochem. Means when a chochem is mace and they ask you to give a hesped, and you're mesatza, you don't go to run to give the hesped, is royal akarva b'chayiv. You're royal to get an oynish back that you should be buried alive. In other words, you're not mocking the chshir. What happened here? Chochem is mace. We lost such a big, valuable thing that you should want to give the hesped. And if not, the oynish is karva b'mace b'chayiv. Shinema Apostle says, Vayipuroisoi Bigvul Nachlosoi Betim Naserich. They came to make a Kvura by Yeshua, that's where they made the Kvura. Asheva Afraim, Mitzvoin Lahar Goash. And with Ashin Malameh Sheroga Shaleim Har Lahorgun. They didn't make a good, nice Hesped, the Fidarkoi, for Yeshua, so the Har wanted the Mamish fall on top of them and killed them all. So you see, since they were Mesatzel, they didn't give a good Hesped to Yeshua, so the Har was about to fall on top of them and bury them alive. So you see, that's the Einish. We're not. What? They didn't give the right. You won't have a long life. Mida connected mida. So mida connected mida. And this is always the posse. What you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does back to you. Any bad you do, that's the einish Hashem gives back to you. So it's bissel shver. What's the midi k'neged mida? If you don't give a good hesped for chochem, you don't have a long life. So Rashi learns mida k'neged mida. Hu loy nisabil al sheniskatzru yimei chochem. You are not misabil. You didn't feel bad since this chochem died like young. Is af lechayev lo yechoshem neshmaim. So the Eibishter Mishraim won't care about your life. He'll take away your life early. In other words, when somebody so chur, it's a bissel shvel. Rashi, it shouldn't only be a chochem; it should be for anybody. Then, like anybody that dies, a chur is dying young; he could have lived longer. So you should feel bad about it. If you don't feel bad that he died young, so the Eibush will take away your life, you won't live long. A poshas chochem is a double tfiyah, because a chochem is such a choshev person. We have so much from the chochem. So when he's mace, we have to realize we lost so much that we should feel bad. Right? Eisvei, I have a kash on this. Reb Chiya Barabba, Eis Reb Chiya Barabba, Reb Yechinim. Pasuk says, "Vayavdu Om Es Hashem Kol Yemei Yeshua V'Chol Yemei Haskenim Asher Harichu Yomim Achro Yeshua." It says they lived a long life after Yeshua's nifter. And we just got finished saying they did not give a good hesped by Yeshua. So Chur Etshev, you say it's Libinis Katzu Yomov. How come it said here they had Harichus Yomim? Or Malei B'Bavloi, they told him Bavloi, like you're not saying Ripe Shat. Yomim Harichu, they had a long days. They didn't live a long life, Taka. Since they didn't give a good hesped to Yeshua, they didn't have a long life. The Pasuk says, if you do the mitzvahs, you'll have an arichas yomim. Is yomim leshonim? You'll say here also, the brachas only, you'll have long days, but not long years. Have the gemara bracha shani. When the Eibush gives a bracha, avad is bracha, yomim here means shonim. You'll have a long life also. If one of the brothers dies, is Yidagul Kol Achim. Like the Malach HaMavis came to this Mishmacha, everybody in the Mishmacha should feel bad. Should be Yidag, be worried about the Malach HaMavis. So Drashi Yidagul means Yiru Min HaMisa. You should be afraid of the Misa. Echad Mabnei HaChabura Shemais. One of a Chabura means friends of people that work together, learn together. If one of them is Meis, is Tidak Kol HaChabura Kulam. Everybody in that Chabura should be afraid. Is Amri law, some say the Meis Godl. It means if the greatest one died, then everybody else should be afraid. The Amri law, the Meis Godl. Some say Faket Svaron. If the smallest one died, then everybody should be afraid. So Rashi, the Meis Godl, Yesh Lidog, Hoyel Bisholt, the Midas Hadin, Rosh HaBayis. That's the Svaron. Maduch, the Malach HaMov is coming to the race to the greatest one of the Bayis. So everybody has to be afraid. Maybe it's going to come to him. The Amri law, the Meis Godl, Shevekil Kola, Maschilim in Akotin. Because the kilkol always starts from the youngest one. So the Malach HaMavis came to the youngest one. Everybody else has to be afraid. Maybe he's going to work himself up, the Malach HaMavis. Now our Mishnah says, V'chol ha-mekalkulin pturim. Any type of a kilkul you do on Shabbos, for any one of the lamates mulochis, you're potter. That's why our Mishnah says by Kareya, if you're Kareya, v'chamosfer, v'yalmeisa, v'chol ha-mekalkulin pturim. Even though you're ripping the beggar on Shabbos, since it's a mekalkul, you're pturim. So poshtes mashma on all lamates mulochis. Now Zokne Bavua Braisam, Tony Rabavua Kaimid Rab Yechlin. Bavua learned in front of Rab Yechlin, Kola Makalklin Pturin. Saka true, like most of the Molochis are Pturin, if you Makalkum, Chutz mi Chayvulam Avir. A Chutz from two Molochis. Chayvul, when you hit somebody and you make blood come out of him, or else Mavir, you burn something, even though you be Makalkum, now you start destroying the paper. Or when you hit somebody, punch somebody in the mouth, and it starts bleeding, you only be Makalkum, still you Chayv. These two Molochis are different. That's what the Bavua holds. Zadrashi chutz mechayvul biyodim. Zadrashi the mekalkulu. When you chayvul, you make a chavole, a chabur in him, you be mekalkulim. V'chay still you chayv on Shabbos. What's the ray? It's a ray from the Mishnah Babakama to Tanan. Ha chayvul b'chaver b'Shabbos potim. Somebody punches his friend in the nose on Shabbos and it makes him bleed. Even though in the middle of the week you chayv hey devor, you chayv for the mamazik. But on Shabbos, you're potter from paying him the damage. Why? You say, come with Rabbi Minei. Since we're punching him on Shabbos, he's chayiv misam. So you see, Klor, even though you're makalkul on Shabbos, by punching him, still you're chayiv. Chabur will soon see why. Chabur is different, you're chayiv, even though it's makalkul. Hu adinu mavir. If you burn something on Shabbos, also you're chayiv. What's the rayim? As I also mishnah babakama. Amavir es hagodish. If you burn up somebody's tfuah, he has a field full of corn, and you burn it up, Makalkalu v'chayiv, yichayiv on Shabbos. Kiritnan, who shidlik es a godish? If a person lit up the godish, potim in atashtumim. If on Shabbos you go to your friend's field and light up, burn up his cornfield, you're potim for paying him as mazik. Why? If nation yidim banavshay, because yichayiv misa. So you see, claw for these two avos melachos, there's a chayiv misa. Even though it's a kukum, still yichayiv. We'll soon see why these two avos are different. That's what Rebbe Avuhu learned. Omale, Rabbi Yechon answered back to Rabbi Avuhu, you should know, Puk Tony Labrua. Whoever told you this braisa, go and throw it outside. Echayvu lomavir in the Mishnah. Whoever told you that braisa to say yechayiv, even chayvu lomavir, you should know it's the wrong. It's in the Mishnah. It's not right. He made a mistake. So Rashi in the Mishnah, di mekalkulu potter. If you mamish make a kilko and you punch someone in the nose and you only be mekalkul, the blood is coming out, it's a posha kilko, avadi potter. That's what Rabbi Yechon says. I v'im tim tzleimim Mishnah. The chur we have Mishnais and the Baba Kama Rashi just wrote down. Two Mishnah that says if you hit somebody on Shabbos, you're potter from paying him back money because you chayiv misa. And if you burn somebody's field on Shabbos, you're potter from paying him money because you chayiv misa. Out of the chur it's a kilkul, so you see you are chayiv. So Kyab Yechanim, those two Mishnahs are talking about in tim tzleimim Mishnah, chayivel b'tzorach l'kalboy. It's talking about when you hit somebody, you needed the blood. What do you need the blood for? You want to give it to your dog. Your dog is sick, or he likes blood. You want to give blood to your dog, to give to your dog to eat. So when you punch somebody, it's not only called a kilkul, it's called a little bit of a tikkun. You need the blood. Hu adin mavir b'tzorach li'ofroi. That we say if you burn something on Shabbos Yechayiv, it's not like a case where you need ashes. For some reason, you need the ashes. You want to take it home to cover dirt in your house. So when you burn something, it's called a ksas tikkun. That's why Yechayiv the other Mishnayis in Baba Kama. Ve'enachnami, a place where it's just a pure kilku, you don't need the ashes, or you don't need the blood, you just want to give somebody a bloody nose, avadi apotter on Shabbos. That's how to have yechna. So Drashi, Bitzorek, we're talking about, Lidam hayetzim in a chavola. Lekalbot, you want to give it to your dog. Ve'yemakalkul waitzel nechpol, even though they get to this person, you punch him in the nose. For him it's a kilkul, he's a bloody nose, a mesakin waitzel akelev. That's a Yechlin Svar. It's called the Sas Tikin Nogay to the Kelev. You need blood for your dog, so that's the way you get the blood. I fret Gemara vo Anan Tanan, Kola Makalkulim Pturim. So this is going to be a kasha now on Rabbi Avuhu. How could Rabbi Avuhu learn that Chayvel and Maver is Chayiv? Ayao Mishnah says, Kola Makalkulim Pturim. Mashm all Lametes Molochis. If you do it, the Yechlin Akilku, we just destroy, just ruining your potter. You only chayiv by malachas needs malachas machshavis. Pasha the pturim kilkul is. Torah says for Shabbos lachshav machshavis. It has to be a choshev malacha. You have to build something. You have to write something. But by building, you're ruining something. That's not called malachas machshavis yipoter. So our Mishnah says kol hamakalkulim pturim mashma all lametes malachas yipoter bekilkul. So how could you come along and say these two yichayiv? And if the Gemara enechnami mastisim Yab Yehuda. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yudi. Take it true. The Mishnah is mashma all lama test mulachas apotam kukul. That's according to Rabbi Yudi Shita. Brisa, our Brisa, who brought down that said no, that's chayiv ulamavul is chayiv, that goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Now, where do we have such a machloikus of Yudin and Reb Shimon, if Makalkal is chayiv by Chavola and by Havora? So Rashi learns, our Mishnah is mashmu all lama test mlochas apotim. And there it says, Mastisin of Yehuda. The Yistle Mekalka Bechabura Potter, the Trashi Lo Yispar Sheikha. Rashi doesn't know where in Shas has said such a machlekes before. That the Gemara knows of a Pshitis here, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mekalkal is Potter. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Chayim. Rashi doesn't know where it said it. Another Pshat Rashi says is, Vali Nira, this is the Pshat. Mastisin of Yehudi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Yoma Melocha Shein Tzrich Legufa Chayiv Olei. That he holds a Melocha Shein Tzrich Legufa is Chayiv. What does that mean? Hilkach Chiyuva De Chayvim Besorach LeKalvoi. Now it's Zuchur we have a Spira. Our Mishnah says here Makalkul is Potter. And there's a Mishnah in Baba Kama that says by Chabura and by Havora you are Chayiv on Shabbos. That's the Mishnah in Baba Kama. It says Chayiv Misa. So one way out is to say, like we said before, Tzorach LeKalvoi. When do we say if you make a chabura on Shabbos Yechayiv, when it's not called a kilkul? When it's called you're doing it to you need the blood. If you need the blood, it's not called a kilkul. Now who holds such a svarim? The fact you need the blood, that's not called a kilkul, that's only according to Yehuda's svarim. Because really, if you look at the person himself, you gave this person a bloody nose. To he himself, you only mekalkulim, you gave a pure kilkul. You made him a bloody nose, it's a kilkul. What's the tikkun we want to say? Your dog needs the blood. What do we care about your dog? Lamaisa, the malach is done to this person, and this person gave him a bloody nose, it's called a kilkul. Lechura, even the svara that you need the blood for your dog, why is it called like a tikkun? Like lechura, that tikkun is someplace else. And lechura, we should only look at what happened to the person, he has a bloody nose, he should be potter. It's called a kilkul. The Teretz says, you have Yehuda holds such a svara like that. You have Yehuda holds the malacha, shein tzrich leguf is chayiv alein. I mean, you do a malacha, shein tzrich legufa. That means you don't need the guf of the malacha. Like you're saying, carrying out a mace on Shabbos. You carry a mace out of the room. It's not the pshat you need the mace to be outside. You want to use them there. Tzrich legufa means you carry a shovel outside. The pshat is you want to dig over there. I need this shovel to be there. So I'm taking this shovel out to get there. That's called a malacha. You need the guf of the carrying. When you want to get a mace out of the room, it's not the pshat you need the mace over there. It's just you don't want the mace over here. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yechayiv. Why Yechayiv? Even though the goof of the malach you don't need, but it has some purpose though. Another purpose, a side purpose, means something according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's what Rashi is making the sushi down. If you see a side purpose means something according to Rabbi Yehuda, so what then here when you're chayvul? When you give the guy a bloody nose, and he's a chayvul in his nose, so even though it's a kilkul to him, but if you want this blood for another purpose, it's considered a good purpose. It's called a tikkun. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you see the svara, if you need it for something else, there's something else, machshava, helps to make this melacha a good melacha. Just like you see by melacha, shen sikhul gufi yichayev according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same svara here by kilkum. If you need this kilkum for some other purpose, even though it's a kilkum, the person, it's called a tikkun. That's Rabbi Yehuda's svara. Let's see inside. Linear was a trashi, matis and Yehudi. The yom melacha shen sikhul gufi yichayev lo hilkach. Chiyuva de chayvul, that's what the Mishnah of Baba Kama says. If you chayvul somebody on Shabbos that you're potter from pain because you chayv miss, you say, come to rob me name, that's song about the circle cowboy. Having a kimto where you needed the blood to give your dog. Or Mavri, the Mishnah says if you burn somebody's spoo on Shabbos, you're potter from pain again because you chayv miss, there's also the circle offering. You need the if you need the ashes. Now, Mishkachas lo, the afal pid the makakul waits the malacha atzma, even though by punching the guy's nose, it's a kilkul. By burning the guy's tfuam, your makakul is tfuam of masakin waits lacherim. But your masakin for a different purpose. You need the ashes. You need the blood. Ulu Rabbi Yehuda ki agavna malachu. Rabbi Yehuda holds such a svarim that if you need a different purpose, you could make your need come in contact with the malacha and makes the malacha chashiv malacha. Mishum tikkun acherim. Therefore, it's called the tikkun the malacha. Avo makalkul v'yena masakin potter. That's pshat now Mishnah. But lo yitzur you make a kilkum where you have no purpose at all, even by chavolum, where you stand punch a guy in the nose, avad you be potter on Shabbos. Because stand a kilkul, that's how Mishnah kol a makalkul is pturim. V'yafa gadreishim asis makul gav shirmin. This goes according to Yehuda. Vaito Brice Reb Shimon is a Rashi. The Yomam Locha Shem Tzrichel Gufa Potterlei. Reb Shimon doesn't know that Svara. A Melocha that the Gufa Melocha you don't need, even though there's a side purpose what you're doing it for, we don't look at the side purpose, you Potter. Hilkach, Ein Locha Choyvu Lomave Shem Akalkul. Every time you punch somebody, you make a Chavol on Shabbos, it's always called a Kilkul. Because look at the Gufa the Melocha. By punching the guys in the nose, you can't say it's a Tikkun. It's Zicha Kilkul. Afilu when you're burning wood to use the heat, it's also called makalkul weitz leitzim. Because the mice and the wood itself, you're ruining the wood. It's according to Reb Shimon, he holds you always have to look at the guf of the melacha what you're doing. So the mice burning wood or burning somebody tefuah or punching somebody in the nose is always called 100% kilkul. And still, the Mishnah Baba Kama says, Yechayiv Misan Shabbos. So Reb Shimon has a raya that Kilkum, Bechabura, and Vavore is Chayiv on Shabbos. That's Reb Shimon's raya. But according to Reb Yehuda, there's no raya from the Mishnah Baba Kama. According to Reb Yehuda, on that sign, the Mishnah Baba Kama is talking about by Tzorach Lofroi, or Tzorach Lekalboi, where you need the blood. And according to Reb Yehuda, if you need the blood for another purpose, that's a Chashiv Malachim. So that's the Teretz, to Reb Avua. Reb Avua that says, Yechayev goes according to Reb Shimon, and now Mishnah says Kol Makalkin is Turin goes according to Reb Yehuda. So that's Gemara. But my time with Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, though these two melachas are different. If you make a chavola on Shabbos or you make a havar on Shabbos, Yechayev. Fret Gemara, why? Why are these two melachas different? Good, we have a raya for the Mishnah and Baba Kama. What's the head? But why should these two melachas be different? And Gemara raya from the posik. Mediitzchor Krol Lemishrei Mila. You need a posik to say you're allowed to make a mila on Shabbos. Without the heter, I would say it's also to make a meal on Shabbos. Why? What are you doing? You're making a chavola. It's only a kukul. You're cutting, you're making blood come out. It's a chavola. And still, you see, the Torah has to be mati you. Mash without an extra posik of a yom hashmini, it'd be also to make a meal on Shabbos. So you see, you say that chavola is chayiv on Shabbos. That's Reb Shimon's raya.
It's a tikkun,
but not poison. Oh, so it's tikkun in the goof. So that's that if Shimon doesn't know the tikkun midav racha doesn't help you. If Shimon knows you need a tikkun in the guf ha-melocha, l'maisa the melocha is tam a kilkul. You stam cutting him, you're making a chavola there. The guf ha-chavola is a kilkul. Ah, you be mekayim a mitzvah and doing other things, tikkun in the guf. If Shimon's not chosh of that. If Shimon needs a tikkun in the guf ha-melocha. So Drashi, Meditzva kro v'yoyim ha-shmini, v'yoyim is yisera, v'afilu b'shabbis, o milo chayvelu. Mila, the melacha on Shabbos, will be the issa to do it on Shabbos. You're making a chavola. You're making blood come out of the person. Mechlau, the shar, mechalka, mechabura chayiv. It's raya, really, for chavola, chayiv on Shabbos. The Torah gave a special letter, Mila's mutter. Another, this tomorrow, hochaybul, biyam is chayiv. And what about havora? Or midi yosir achimon havora. Kabi bas koyim, Torah says you're not allowed to kill with eish, with fire on Shabbos. Shemamina mave biyal mechayiv. Why can't you kill on Shabbos? Because you're doing a malach of havara. So you see that havara is also to do on Shabbos. Drashu mid yosir achmon havara de bas koyin b'Shabbos. There's a special posuk to say you're not allowed to kill him. So chura ay, let's learn the yisur is aus nesiyas neshama. What's the raya the yisur is upon the fire? Maybe the yisur is upon nesiyas neshama. That's what the shal place goes into. Like upon him, the yisur havara is you have to first. Heat up the way you kill somebody with sreifer is you heat up the lid, you have boiling hot lead, you throw down the mouth. That's called the sreifer. So when I say heating up, making havara, that's the Torah asks. That's why now I kill on Shabbos. Mashmas, the actual misa would have been mutum, but the meleches havara, that's also to do on Shabbos. I havara is a kukul. Every time you burn something, you're ruining it. So you see, by the meleches havara, even though it's a kukul, here the Torah said yichayif. If it's done before Shabbos, you can't kill. Yeah, you only throw down boiling hot lead, it cools off otherwise. How do you keep it hot?
Can't keep it on the left.
Keep it on the
left. I'm not sure on the Pesukim. The way the Gemara is not here, the way you dash in the Pesukim, the Gemara in your vomis, smash McClure, the Bishul is what's also. Vaita, for Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda holds no raya for Mila. Hosom misakinu. Yes, for Rabbi Yehuda holds Mila is a ticking. What do you mean? It's not called a kukul. You're doing up a mitzvah. You'd be mistaken in a goof. And Yehuda's swar is that's called a tikkun. Therefore, you have no raya Torah after the meal on Shabbos. So if you start making kukul on Shabbos bechabura, you'll be potter. Why is mila chayiv? If not for the new heter akro, because there it's called a tikkun. Kid Rabashi, The Amr Avashi, Mali Lesakin Mila, Mali Lesakin Kli. In the same way you fix up a Kli, you fix up the goof of the person. A person without the Mila is called the Choser, and now the Mila is being Mesakin him. Shrashi Mali Mesakin Kli. Honami Mesakin Gavrihu. V'yesh Malachi, but Tikkun Zeh. The person before his Mila is called the Chosar, and now after the Mila is called the Tikkun, so it's called Yimim Mesakin. Vaita, and who adin by Avoras Bas Kren also. Mali Levashu Psilo, Mali Levashu Samonim. Shrashi Bisho Psilo, Shumadlik Psilo Shalever. When you're burning up this lead, V'noisnul Teich Pia, and you put it into a mouth, V'derech Bishulu Zeh, V'chayev Ala Bishul, Sheinu Makalkul Ha'eva B'Bishuloi, Ela Mesakev Etzarev. Faket, he holds that when you're cooking up the Eber, the lead, it's not called you ruining the lead. Faket, you're being misaking the lead that way. You're burning it up, making it hot, that's called tsarif. You're like melting it down, you're making it purified. That's not called a kilkul. Samonim, shom lechas ha-mishkan. Same way was in the Mishkan, also was it called the Dabar Tikkun. Sat Reb Yehuda's Svara. And this is Reb Yehuda's Svara. Reb Shimon does know for this Svara heel, that's not called a Tikkun. A Tikkun according to Reb Shimon has to be a Tikkun of the Guf HaMalacham. Lamaisa, when you're burning, what are you burning? You have to burn wood in order to burn up the lead. So when you first make this fire, that's called a kilkul. You're making this fire for a purpose of a tikkun of being stuck in the lead. According to Rabbi Shimon, you can't look at zaitika tikkun. It has to be a tikkun of the guf hamalacha. You're burning wood, that's called a kilkul. Sas this malachis yibud and Rabbi Shimon, if the malachis chaburam and havara is chayiv on Shabbos the kilkul, or no, only these two cases are separate because these two cases are tikkun, but a regular chabura is potter, like our Mishnah says. Right, the shir hamalavin. The Mishnah says that if you do the malachis malavin of cleaning off the wool, or else manafis combing out the wool, so there you're dyeing the wool, or else the tovi spinning the threads, is kamali reichav asit. That's to be the length of a sit. We'll still see what that means. We have Yosef mochi kafum. Heel like double. Double means this way, the spread between your thumb and your first finger. That's called kafum. We have chibarami mochi poshit. Poshit means like this, the length between the first finger, the second finger, and the third finger. So Rashi. Rav Yosef Mochi Hai Hasit Kofu. What is Sit Kofu? A thread doubled. The Masnitzin Kofu Mamish means Berevach Kotzer Shebein Etz Palama Mishay Shnei Pum. Hey, the other way said you doubled, right? So Mochi Kofu means double. Fakir. He holds this span between your second finger and your third finger doubled. Double this space. That means Kofu. Hey, the Mishnah means Sit HaKofu Mamish, two times this measurement. But the second man, the Yomer. Rav Chiya Barabi, Mochi Poshit. Mochi Poshit Rashi, Berevach Shebein Goydol Li Etzpon. Between your thumb and the first finger. Means Pam Echad, at one shot. Who Kofel the Mastit, not shot in the Mishnah Kofel double. Sheyeshpa Keflayim Koisa Shebein Amal Etzpon. There's more than two times the spin between your thumb and the first finger than between this finger and this finger. That's why the Mishnah means Kofel, double. Means more than two times this is this much. So that's how much of a string you have to either be malabin or be tzavei or be menafet is a lochus yechayiv and shabbos.
Two of them,
huh? Well, according to the second one, the just one. It not just means this. Now, this span is called kofel because it's more than two times this span.
Rabbi, I read you if you can go twice.
There you need two. There you need two. That's different, right?
Of this?
What? No, that's Mishnah. No, v'orik shnei chutim shir kamos. Right. Two strings that long, right? According to Rariga needs two that long. Not the Mishnah. Reb Yudu Aimer had sad sipul amigdal. What's called the melechet seder? That means you capture it. That after it's in the migdal, that means a cage where you keep the birds. That's called it's caught there. Yudu Aimer had sad sipul amigdal is chayiv. Mashiach, and you put a bird in your house, your pot, it's not called capture there because they can fly around the rooms. It's not called you have him. Hey, seder means he's caught. You have him. A deer, you bring him into the house on Shabbos and close the door, that's called the chiyuv tzeida, he's called court. A tzipor is only chayiv to bring him into the migdol. Less than a migdol in the house, he can fly around, he's not called court. Over there, things are by tzvi. Oh, tzvi, if you take a deer, legina ulechos lebivrin chayiv. You don't have to bring him back into your house. You bring him into the gina, to your garden, lechotzer or lebivrin. Bivrin is also a gated off area. You have four fences around it. For that, Yechayiv. Even though it's not a house, and a bivrin also Yechayiv. So we'll see what the machlokes were. We have Yehuda and the Choma. Shalom by Tzvi. Does a Tzvi davka need a house, or even a big open place, that be it's gated by four gates? We have Shimon Gamliel Leimer Loikol Abivrin Shoven. No, it's not a klal of all bivrin you'll be chayiv. It depends how big it is. Zaklal. Mechusit say the potter. If you put the deer in this big shepherd of karka, even though it has four fences around it, but if you can't catch it, you have to go run after it, you potter. It's not called Seidon. Shayna mechusit say the chai. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. You catch him at one time. When you run one shot to get him, if you get him at one time, that's called, it's not called mechusit Seidon. But if you have to run around the corral to get him, that's not called Seidon. You don't have him yet. So if you're just putting him into a big corral that you can't catch him, you'll be potter on Shabbos. So the Gemara, Tanan Hosim, learn the Gemara in Beisa. Ain sodin dogim and avivrim biyomtiv. You're not allowed to capture fish on Shabbos. Heis the melechet say this osur on yomtiv. So shaila b'tzosim with the raisim with the rabbonim. Even though melechet oichel nefesh is mutu on Shabbos, that's only min halisha v'yelich. Of a kaidim lisha k'tira is osur on yomtiv.